USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has announced the first U.S. coronavirus death, a man from Washington.
At this moment, we have 22 patients in the United States currently that have coronavirus. Unfortunately, one person passed away overnight.
He spoke at a White House news briefing.
We would respectfully ask the media and politicians and everybody else involved not do anything to incite a panic.
He says he'll meet Monday with drug companies to discuss vaccines. Officials say Americans should avoid travel in certain areas of Italy and South Korea. Vice President Pence adds,
we will be using Section 212F, banning travel from Iran. Iran is already under a travel ban, but we are expanding existing travel restrictions to include any foreign national who has visited Iran within the last 14 days.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. rootwall.com.
President Trump has nominated Republican Congressman John Radcliffe of Texas to be Director of National Intelligence. He was selected for the position last year as well, but he withdrew from consideration after the media criticized him about whether he had qualifications for the job. Dan Garay is a former Defense Department official who says the confirmation hearings could be interesting.
People may want to question him about whether he's going to be an independent source of intelligence to the White House, to the administration and all the agencies, or he's going to allow it to be politicized.
There were some scary moments in Philadelphia. A man stole an ambulance and led police through town on a high-speed chase. Seiko Kinnebrew with the Philadelphia Police Department.
Fire rescue units, we were met by a male who was shirtless and wearing what appeared to be the shorts or boxer shorts. He started driving in the direction in the medic unit toward a police officer.
The officer shot the suspect three times, then was injured when the ambulance hit him. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer lashed out at Mick Mulvaney on Friday after he accused the media of reporting on the coronavirus as part of an effort to take down the president. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney was speaking at CPAC and asked about the administration's response to CPAC. He says the administration has been following the virus since day one.
My first meeting with Congress face-to-face was probably 6 weeks ago on coronavirus.
Wow.
Okay?
On Corona.
On Corona.
Wow.
We had a chance. We went down to the Senate and down to the House the same day. Okay? I went down with Alex Azar, Dr. Kadlec, Dr. Fauci, all the people you've seen on television. So CDC, HHS, ASPR, all of these, the experts. You know, the word this morning is we're controlling the message and it's a political issue, not a medical issue. Completely false. We take the medical experts down, we put them in front of Congress 5-6 weeks ago. Five senators show up, 10-15 members of the House of Representatives show up.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The House on Friday passed a bill banning the sale of flavored cigarettes and e-cigarettes as part of an effort to curb tobacco use by young people. The House bill bans all vaping and tobacco-related products, not just vaping devices. It also bans all menthol products. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.